All right, this show brought to you in part by SimpliSafe. If you have 30 minutes, you never have to worry about break-ins ever again. Just go to simplisafe.com/Adam, get all the sensors you need, all the help you need as well to set it up. Custom systems going to show up post-haste at simplisafe.com/Adam. Well, in the second half, we'll do the Rotten Tomatoes game, more hijinks with Adam Ray, always very funny, and the news as well. First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, Corolla Drinks fans. We've got a special anniversary coming up. November marks the 10-year anniversary of Mangria. To celebrate this milestone and, more importantly, the support that the fans have given us, we're excited to announce each and every bottle of Mangria and 33 wines during the month of November is $10 only. That's right. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and get your bottles for only $10. The holidays are coming. Thank you so much for supporting us over the past decade. It really means the world to us. We love you guys. Happy holidays from all of us at Corolla Drinks.
Listen to that noise. That's a high falsetto voice. That can only mean one thing, and you can feel it.
Got some names of flicks, and the gang makes their picks. Guessing if it's rotten or fresh.
If they guess it exactly, we'll get a bonus five.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it. Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
All right, now before we get started here, I do want to say that Bald Brian will not be in this game, but there was an emergency council called. The board of directors of the Rotten Tomatoes game has said that this is a fully 100% sanctioned round of the game.
Sweet.
And this game will, in fact, declare who is the Rotten Tomatoes player of the year.
Oh, perfect.
So this is a very, very important game.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, we're sorry for Bald. Sorry he couldn't be a part of it.
Wow.
But, you know.
Hey, them's the breaks.
He's got to take care of himself.
Yeah, rules are rules.
Yeah. With Thanksgiving approaching, we wanted to present a game with a turkey theme. But believe it or not, there aren't that many turkey movies. So instead, we're doing this game about all kinds of birds.
Okay. Mm.
Inspired by Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds and Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, we see a budding romance form in a small town, which is soon attacked by a swarm of birds, causing bloody mayhem. Starring a bunch of birds from 2010, Birdemic.
Oh,
shock,
remember?
And terror.
Remember we talked about
that? Wow.
Birdemic.
Yeah. Now, obviously, it's horrible, but
what kind of birds?
It looks like all
vultures and...
Because I was once owls. Almost taken out by a pigeon at a gas station. You know how like you're just mindlessly filling up at the pump, right? And you're not don't have all your wits about you. You're in your own head. You're just like, look, and I wonder what Nick Lachey is up to right now, right? And so a bird chooses the front of my face as its path of flight, and fucking right in front. And I literally go, who's that? As it goes in front of me, and there's a guy across from me, and he's holding the pump watching. And he goes, you all right, man? And I was like, I don't know, man. What would you do if you almost got face fucked by a pigeon in the middle of the afternoon? And he was like, touche. And I was like, what if that pigeon truly contacted and like took me out, and that was my story?
Fucking tetanus and hep everything.
Those things are missiles. I mean, they weigh, you know, pound and a half, but they fly 35 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're not the meanest birds. The meanest bird I've ever encountered is a swan. That shit was so mean.
Oh, they'll kill you.
Oh,
all birds are mean.
At the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
But swans are the meanest.
Oh, they are aggressive.
Now,
yes.
The people who, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, the people who think that birds are robots made by the government.
Yeah,
to,
birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. Which is so how do you explain getting shit on then by birds? What's their argument there? Do we know?
Oh, battery drippage.
Whiteout?
Battery drippage and whiteout. Yeah. It's always white, right?
I like
white diarrhea. They're opening at Coachella next
Swans, geese, they're all the worst.
Yes.
But it's still nothing's funnier than when one goes after a four-year-old. That's awesome.
And they lose their minds.
Or how about a fat 10-year-old at Universal Studios at the Animal Actors Show?
Mm-hmm.
Me. Yeah. Mom takes me. Single mom. Recently divorced.
Wait, dick and tits?
Penis and tits. Dick and tits. Sounds like the law firm my mom went to handle the divorce. Hi, Ron Dick and Steve Tits. You're going to get us mixed up. Don't worry about it. But the point is, we will get your money back. So Penis and Tits Kid is at the Animal Actor Stage at Universal Studios, and basically they bring out like the monkey from the monkey movie with Matt LeBlanc and fucking Benji from fucking
Benji.
From Cops and Robbersons. No. And so they had a hawk from I don't know what it was from, and they basically go they had a thing where
Lady Hawk.
There it is. They bring up a kid and like they go they go whisper into the monkey's ear and he'll go grab some shit from backstage. So they had a kid like whisper in the monkey's ear and he comes back with like a bra, you know? So it was like, this little fat little pervert. And so they bring me up there and the guy goes, you're going to meet our friend Eli. And I'm like, ooh, who's Eli? A caterpillar? Maybe some fun cat from from a, you know, a Parent Trap movie. And all of a sudden I'm like, where's Eli? He goes, now put this little glove on. And I'm like, huh? And then he goes, and look up there, because it was an amphitheater style seating. So I look up and I just see this giant bird go like that. And I was like, ah! And he goes, no, just remember, stay still. And I go, what? And then this thing just fucking ascends on me, down on me. And I get up and I swear to God, I start running around the stage. Hearing the guy go, stop moving, stop moving. So now this hawk is chasing my fat little Penis and Tits Kid body running around the Universal Animal Actor Stage. Everyone's laughing with like good reason. Like you got a hawk chasing a fat kid. Some people probably think it's part of the show. Like when I worked at Universal and the guy who played Spider-Man, the guy who played Shrek, like got into an actual fight and I'm dressed as Wolverine being like, this is hilarious. And everyone's like, yay. I'm like, no, these guys actually hate each other. Like they're fucking the same girl. You guys don't know there's more behind the mask. So the hawk's chasing me around the stage. I fall to the ground. Hawk lands on my hand. I'm screaming. Then I stand up with the hawk on my hand and start running around. So I'm holding this hawk and I'm like, get it off. I'm trying to shake my arm off. Oh, man. If it was dipped in chocolate, it would have stayed put. But anyway, terrifying. So bird. So I see that initial first bird on the poster, and I'm like, I'm getting triggered right now.
Wow.
I remember when the bird on the poster is a vulture, and we had the director, James Newen, I think, in here in 2010, and he was explaining to me that these are all birds of prey. And I was like, the vulture's a scavenger, and you put it right up front on the poster, so
it waits.
So you probably shouldn't have used that bird, but
I appreciate
the name of the vulture is the scariest name, right? Like vulture, crow, pigeon. You know, hawk sounds like the porn star of the bird community.
Right.
The fact that Sharknado could be at 62%,
yeah, this could have a huge cult following.
It could be campy enough.
I love that
to be something.
Okay,
but
I have no clue.
I don't think it is. I'm going.
Wait. Okay.
I'm going with 7.
Oh my God. 45.
I'm going 15%.
Wow.
Birdemic, Shock and Terror is rotten at 18%.
Oh, shit. I really thought people love this kind of
people
stuff.
People have it at 27.
Wow. Boo.
All right.
We see the world of the Emperor Penguins, who find their soulmates through song.
I can't watch this.
But unlike Adam on The Masked Singer, a penguin is born who can't sing at all. But he sure can tap dance.
Yes.
Starring Elijah Wood, Hugh Jackman, and Robin Williams from 2006, Happy Feet.
Oh, never saw this. Can't watch that penguin documentary. I can't see them die and shit.
Every year, 45,000 different types of penguins fuck their mothers. Because they all look the same. They
penguins, notoriously, if that's the right word, gay.
Oh, really?
Penguins are gay?
A lot of them, yeah. Mm. And they have knees. They have knees. Guess where they are? Inside their little fat body.
See, now, this would have been a documentary I would have watched. People don't know that penguins are gay. Their knees are inside their bodies, and most of them are born without urethras.
I assume they're all gay until proven otherwise.
Smart.
In the penguin department.
Yeah.
All right. Is this Pixar or Disney? Or is it before
I think it's DreamWorks.
Or DreamWorks. Everyone loves all this shit. Probably
Warner Brothers.
probably a healthy dose of environmentals, you know, probably some environmental stuff in here.
Sure. And this was the song, Clap Along If You Feel Like a Room With
Oh, Pharrell's Happy.
Because, yeah.
Blew up from this. Okay.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. He probably wrote it for this.
All right. So everyone loves penguins. Everyone loves the kids stuff.
Who's
maybe
that?
A little environmental message
Nicole
here.
Kidman's in it.
You're Queen Latifah. I don't know.
Queen Latifah's liming on an iceberg somewhere.
All right. We're going to lock it in.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah. You in?
Yeah. I'm locked. Shaking from the first one.
79.
71.
64.
Happy Feet is certified fresh. At 76.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good.
So they didn't love it. People had it at 70.
All right.
A teenager navigates a loving but turbulent relationship with her strong-willed mother over the course of an eventful senior year of high school.
Oh,
Lady Bird.
And neither of them are birds.
Yeah.
Starring Saoirse Ronan, Laurie Metcalf, and Timothy Chalamet-Ding-Dong. From 2017, Lady Bird.
You have such a problem with him, with Timothy Chalamet.
That guy, just, you know, any guy who wears a blazer with no shirt under it and is basically men and women, men or women, you just being skinny isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
I need a fucking dimple. I need a clef. I need a bicep. Like, I can't just be you not being balding and being super skinny.
Yeah.
And it's also, he's kind of the new poster child for the androgynous sexuality.
Like, and how
women go nuts for him, but it's because no means no, because you could kick the shit out of that spindly guy's ass if he ever got a little too handsy. All right, this is one of those movies that's a nice movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good movie, but it's also the kind of ones that critics love.
Yes.
They love crazy, you know, they love women, they love strong women, they love...
It has a Juno vibe.
Yes, yes. Now, the real life version of the woman, the girl portrayed in this, would be a shit show.
Oh, insufferable.
And you would hate her fucking guts.
Yeah.
But critics love this shit.
Critics love Laurie Metcalf as well.
Oh, she was fucking awesome.
Did she pop off as Roseanne's sister? Was that truly what she introduced herself to the world as?
I think so.
Right?
I think so. I mean, she would probably tell you about a bunch of shit she did before that. But for us, it'd be that. All right.
Okay.
It's high. Critics always fluff these movies. The critics will be higher than the people in this one. But the people will be high,
too. People do. I think it was Academy Award nominated.
But the critics love this shit at 94.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said 88 and scratched it and said 86. So 86.
I'm going 87. I'm going to $1 you.
You do know the rules, right, Adam?
You have to write it down.
Okay. Oh, it's right here.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Yep, it's right there. Yeah. I see it.
Lady Bird is
certified. I think I like your fucking tone, Dawson.
Fresh. At 99%.
Oh, fucking
your fucking soup cooler.
Wow.
That is not possible. It's not that good. It's fine. It's great. It's not 99.
What else is 99?
Like it's Toy Story.
Jumanji, maybe?
That's not Jumanji. Acceptable.
The people have it at 79. That's what I'm saying. This is
99.
This is an 80%er.
Yeah,
no, this is, by the way, this is the asterisk side we're living in, where it's like, you know, Academy Award nomination, 99. Yeah, because there was a little movement with Me Too and She Too, and critics get all caught up in that shit, and they inflate.
Wow.
They inflated this movie.
That's crazy.
Yes.
This film actually had a 100%.
Wow.
And then a reviewer submitted a negative review solely to respond to the perfect rating.
Oh, so it was 100 fucking percent.
It's not a perfect movie.
Is there a perfect movie?
There's just not that much.
Godfather, maybe?
It's a nice little movie. Defending Your Life is a perfect movie.
Agreed.
Jingle All the Way is a close...
Near perfect movie.
90s. That's I put it in the high 90s, but...
Birdemic is up there.
Wow.
All right. 99. Greta Gerwig. So I did a little, a couple scenes in the Barbie movie that comes out in July. And I played a cop opposite Gosling and Margot Robbie. And Greta Gerwig directed it. And and her husband, Noah Baumbach, wrote it. And she was lovely. But real quick...
Is her husband Irma's... son?
Good question. Irma Bombeck.
Irma Bombeck was a pretty famous female writer and script and novels and I don't know. Irma Bombeck.
No, his dad's name is Jonathan.
Okay, but...
But Irma's his mom.
I'm not seeing...
Children, Matthew Bombeck.
Hmm.
Yeah, wow.
And Irma Bombeck sounds like something that's not on the menu that you can get at a CD strip club to ask a stripper to do to you. Can I get an Irma Bombeck,
and
please?
And if two people were ever to not be considered in, for the rest of us to direct Barbie, those are the two I'd pick.
And then this is what I just want to say because it made me think of it. Never met Gosling before. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Looking into his eyes, we talk comedy for a little bit in between takes. Mm-hmm. The guy's eye contact is just locked in, and then he's... It almost made me think, like, do you just think you're always on camera because you're just so, like, present? And he was squinting his eyes in a way to where I was like, I'm not fully confident if he came on to me what I would do.
No, you would do it.
Is his...
No, you know why? Because pre-marriage, obviously.
Sure.
You'd get so much more pussy if people knew you sucked him off. It'd be the greatest... Because that's how women are wired.
That's bro code, dude.
That's bro code.
Guys respect that.
Yeah,
dude.
Girls would be like, was it like this?
Irma Bombeck is, what are her credits? Did she write a bunch of
She was a humorist.
And there's books. And all right, anyway.
15 books.
Yeah, so now, Gina, you did not factor in the social factor of this.
I thought I did.
It was a nice little movie, but.
I said 86. I thought I did.
That's pretty damn high.
You said 98?
94.
God damn. Crazy.
All right, here we go.
Well, every good hero needs a sidekick. And when that sidekick is bird-themed, it works for this game.
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, we see a superhero duo take on an ice-cold villain using the power of climate change to turn Gotham into an Arctic nightmare. Starring George Clooney as Batman, Chris O'Donnell as the Bird, and Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze. From 1997, Batman and Robin.
Dad is your Sub-Zero.
Is that Uma Thurman, Alicia Silverstone?
Don't worry if your ice cream stays out too long. Keep it. I didn't see it.
It was so funny. It was such a weird time in the late 90s. You would put Arnold Schwarzenegger in your movie to let everyone know they were sitting and watching a movie.
Great call.
And
bankable. He was so bankable.
But it was like whatever, you know, the reality that was going to be suspended so that you would be drawn into this world. No. You would be stopped and go, oh, yeah.
It's him.
That's him. Also, that's the guy with the Hummer.
We were living in a world where Schwarzenegger was, topping Clooney.
Right.
As far as name and poster placement.
And this is usually something I would ask Brian. In what part of the Batman franchise did this one fall? Like, was this like the second or third?
Fourth.
Okay.
Oh.
So maybe, all right.
Wait, was Batman Forever before this? The one that Seal had Kiss from a Rose?
Probably.
Yes.
Great.
All right.
Welcome back to Nobody Gives a Shit.
Nobody liked this movie.
And this is when they had the Batman nips. Remember they got rid of the nips?
Batman had nips?
Hard nips.
Whose call was that?
I don't know.
On his costume.
Yeah.
And then this isn't the one with the prince doing the Batusi,
No. That's a Jack Nicholson one.
Oh, God.
I got a quick Batman.
The Michael Keaton one.
I got a quick Batman impression. Ready? Here's Batman trying to find the clitoris. Ready? Where is she? Where is she?
All right.
Good. Okay.
A good cast. Not a good film.
Not
a great film.
It's Christian Bale.
Colorful poster. It's almost like when the poster's that flashy, you're like, fuck. Yeah. And I remember 4 days after my birthday, I definitely went and saw this in theaters.
But the bar wasn't that high for these big movies.
Yeah, there was no like, I mean, the Christian Bale ones were incredible.
Yes. All right, you guys locked in?
No. Mm. 1 second.
Oh, yeah, we're going,
I feel really off today, but okay.
I feel confident with this one.
I don't.
Okay. 43.
39.
37. Which is how old Clooney was when he made this, I think.
Batman and Robin is rotten.
Ooh.
At 12%.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And the people have it at 16. God damn. They hated this.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Was a soundtrack? I mean, fuck. I wonder if there's anything salvageable about this film. Also, it's like, I don't know, when they were putting it together, they were like, oh, shit.
Where's this going at?
This summer. Oh, fuck. Give me some music. Fuck.
This is fun.
This, fuck, this summer, the guy from Scent of a Woman. Give me the gun, Charlie. No, I don't want to, Al. The guy from Kindergarten Cop. And the guy from ER. Hey, you know, I'm not always a doctor. Sometimes I'm a guy with a strong tongue. And the girl from Clueless.
Yeah, I'm 16, but I fuck. Deal with it.
In the movie that nobody asked for. Blockbuster stars. A decent soundtrack. A poster worthy of rubbing one out to in your mom's basement. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Jared. Uma Thurman. Before Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Yes. Either way, it's a movie they definitely didn't want Arnold to be in, but he pushed his way through.
You know, I thought when they were making the movie, I would be Batman. But then I said, well, what about Mr. Freeze Pop? And they go, well, we can maybe do Mr. Freeze, take off the pop. It's cross-promotion. I have a new popsicle out.
George Clooney was a menace on set, fucking every extra he made eye contact with. Until Chris O'Donnell stepped in.
You know, I remember being on the film and George saying, hey, you know, if you have to ask nicely, but people really respond to eye contact.
The movie that nobody asked for, June 20th. Will Smith, move out of the way. It's time for a new July. It's time for... Don't go see this. It's terrible.
Well done.
Well done. All right, man. Okay. I tacked 31 points onto my score that one.
12%. Bad news.
Yeah.
Our final movie features
lower than Birdemic.
It's amazing.
Lower than Birdemic.
Yeah.
Birdemic was better. Mm-hmm. Than Batman Arrival.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's sad.
An evil alien theme park owner needs a new attraction and knows just how to get it. Harness the power of NBA legends to win a basketball game against the Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Oh, one or two.
Outmatched, Bugs Bunny has no choice to kidnap Michael Jordan and bring him out of retirement. Now, this movie stars Daffy Duck, Tweety Bird, and even Larry Bird from 1996, Space Jam.
This movie is a perfect movie.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. The soundtrack's fantastic. The
soundtrack's unbelievable.
The premise is
Look
relatable.
At that poster, too.
Very real.
Never saw it.
Oh, it's...
Oh,
yeah,
God.
There's no... What year was this?
1996.
There's no way you would have seen this. You didn't have kids. You weren't the right age.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah. I'll actually take that answer versus, oh, yeah, I saw it 12 times in theaters by myself.
Penis and tits. Just, he liked to take the Ikes and dump them into the popcorn. That's how you get penis.
I was so
fat
I did the penis and the popcorn trick to myself.
Now, this is the ultimate movie of Adam. Adam Ray and I have no idea if this is actually good
because you
we saw it
so many
times
when you were so young.
But it really, but I'll say this: like, you know, Jordan was, his acting was just good enough. They had all the Bill Murray was in it.
That's right.
I think that was a big deal.
Draw.
You know, what's an interesting experiment, Chris? You got to find. I remember once I was dating this younger chick, and she was explaining to me how great and the funniest movie ever made was Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And I was like,
it's good.
Oh, you saw it when you're 13.
Yeah, same.
And you're now 17. But you're laughing. I'm 41. But you're laughing your ass off. And everyone has that movie.
Yeah.
Now, you can't go Goonies or Sandlot or whatever. You have to, like, I saw The World's Greatest Lover, I think, was a Gene Wilder movie from like 1977 or something like that. And I would say, oh, that was a hysterical movie, but it's probably 50 on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, we should all
temper our
figure out what those movies are for us. So you guys are corrupted.
Yeah.
15%. Oh, 53 the people.
Yeah,
now,
the critics hate it.
I saw it in the movie theater like three times because I thought it was so funny. because he said, when I get nervous, sometimes I transpose words and I mix my words up. So you're trying to give me fart hailure? And I remember 13 just laughing my ass off.
All right.
But now 15%, right? I would say, oh, come on, 70. Come on, Gene Wilder. No. Horrible.
That movie for me was probably Mrs. Doubtfire, which I saw a week after my folks split. My buddy's dad took us for his son's birthday, my buddy, and not realizing there's heavy divorce themes
it's
in that movie.
Very
you see
heavy.
The trailer, it's like, hello! You're like, a fun Robin Williams comedy.
No.
Opening scene, Sally Field's like, get the fuck out! I'm like, I feel like I just saw this fight 48 hours ago. And
it was
I'm
a
like,
very uncomfortable movie for a lot of us.
Oh,
kids.
I'm like fighting back tears. My buddy's like, are you all right? I'm like, it's just so funny. Like, it was just, but that movie to me was at that time, you know, I put it up on a pedestal.
And Adam Ray, you'll understand this. In what world, my husband and I talk about this all the time, in what world do the parents get divorced and the judge just says, that's it, dad, you only get supervised visits once a month? Like, he didn't do anything
he
wrong.
He brought a petting zoo into the dining room.
Yeah, and then he doesn't get to see his kids anymore.
Chris, what is your goofy kid movie?
Oh, and it actually features Adam's buddy Paul Feig, Heavyweight. It was I've seen it so
unbelievable.
All right,
Paul's
got
great in that.
We got a venture guess.
All right,
it's a kids movie. It's fun.
This is also at a time when like post Roger Rabbit and Be Cool, where the animation with actors was in a good place.
We played the Welcome to the Space Jam song at my wedding.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, lock it in.
Hold on.
And it's also a ubiquitous movie. Like, but it's kids.
So much branding.
Do you think pilots listen to I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly in the cockpit before they take off?
I hope so, while they're pissing on a stewardess.
Oh, you know that's happening on Spirit.
I hope not.
All right. I don't know. I went 63.
I betrayed my own love for this movie because of everything you said, 50. Adam,
I'm going with George's my stepdad's age and the number of times he says his own name when he comes when he fucks my mom. 79.
Wow.
Space Jam is rotten.
Get the fuck out of here.
Unfortunately,
at 43%.
I needed that.
Wow, Gina, that could have sealed.
Bummer.
The people had it at 63, which was what I guessed. All right.
43.
Oh,
damn.
Gina, you made up some ground in those last two.
Yep. Gina Grad, congratulations. You made the podium.
Thank you.
Just leave that there for a second. Adam Ray coming in with a nice fat double snowman. 88 points, breaking 100. Well done, Adam Ray.
Thank you.
Adam Carolla, let's remember once again, we are playing for the championship, Rotten Tomatoes Player of the Year. This is a sanctioned game.
That's right, sanctioned.
Adam Carolla, with a score of 70, puts you firmly in first or second place, leaving us Gina Grad.
I was in trouble for a while.
Played from the trenches. Gina Grad. Congratulations to you on your second place win. Your score of 79 makes Adam Carolla the Rotten Tomatoes Player of the Year.
Wow.
Brian's Congrats, just gonna rip shit.
Speech.
Listen, I got to thank the Jews who run Hollywood, possible.
Well played.
And I was in the teens until those last two. I tacked on like 55 points. All right, let me hit Simply Safe, and then we'll get into some news. Over the holidays, burglaries and package thefts, they spike, and our friends over at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system. Order your system for half off today. And enjoy advanced security and more peace of mind this holiday season. This is a great product. We all use it in our homes. We've been with these guys for over a decade. Named Best Home Security System 2022 by U.S. News and World Report. Third year in a row they've got that honor. 24/7 professional monitoring. Their agents use Simply Safe's exclusive Fast Protect technology to capture evidence and verify if the threat is real. for faster police responses as well. Under buck a day, less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. It's simply safe, right, Dawson?
Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system we recommend. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/Adam today. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/Adam. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
All right, take a quick break. Back with the news right after this.
Give me the news with Grant. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Big news with Gina. Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, let's get to that Jay Leno update first. So the former Tonight Show host was discharged from Grossman Burn Center in Los Angeles on Monday, 9 days after he suffered serious burns in a garage gasoline fire. People Magazine reports that Jay will receive follow-up care at the outpatient clinic for burns to his face, chest, and hands he received during that, and showed the picture. Leno underwent treatment involving surgical excision and grafting procedure, which removes unhealthy tissue to promote wound healing and reduce the risk of infection. He took this picture with the nurses, and when we zoom in on a little, you see he has a lot of burning around his chin and down his neck and a little around his mouth.
Well, he's going to, like Richard Pryor, he's going to be able to get a whole new 20 minutes in his act.
I mean, it was a blessing.
Richard Pryor turned that lemonade into lemons in the lemonade.
How lucky was I feel like that's just based on the first initial report I saw, where it was like, you know, in serious condition. It was just a very small clickbaitable headline that made me go, oh fuck, is he gonna get out of this?
Well, because with a fire, it's all about infection,
right?
So that was the big deal,
and how bad the burns are, right?
Right.
Yeah, I thought I was calling him on Saturday, but I called his shop, and then Bernard, his guy, picked up, who's always there, and talked to Bernard for a while. Then I talked to Jay, and he said he was getting out good, and he was doing good, and everyone was wishing him well, and blah, blah, blah. And then and it was funny because I went out – that was Saturday afternoon. Then I went out Saturday night for Jimmy Kimmel's birthday party,
right.
And everyone looked at me and went like, how's your buddy Jay doing? And I was like, I talked to him. He's like, doing all right. You know, because there was a little competition for a while with Jay and, and Jimmy. I think they buried the hatchet a little while ago. So it's all good.
Also, if you do get really badly burned, that was my next thought of, like, I hope he's okay, obviously. And then if you are okay and the burns are bad, do you go, I don't want to, you know, is there a party that's like, I don't want to go on stage and do stand-up anymore because it's so bad that, like, I don't think people can get past that? Or do you...
The Elephant Man.
You go Phantom of the Opera.
Half the mask.
You get the cape. You get the mask.
The cape is important.
You get out there.
The cape is first.
With the cane.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the total bill at the dinner for Jimmy?
Oh, Cousin Sal wasn't there to run
the one
it up.
That goes crazy
for Dixon, and we went to Pizza Bianco, and Chris Bianco, the guy who's a friend of ours who runs the whole thing, was there, and he was just bringing out pizzas.
Oh, but he didn't
have the seafood tower.
Boo, no truffle.
It was a kind of beer and wine thing. It was a kind of wine and pizza and charcuterie, but it wasn't the big, I'm going to order a gin martini with a diamond in it or anything like that.
No move to other tables.
No, we couldn't run the bill up.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this really, really horrible shooting, but how the shooter was subdued. I don't know if you heard this yet.
I did.
Let's talk about this Club Q situation. People at this gay club in Colorado Springs have been hailed as heroes for subduing a gunman and preventing a deadly shooting from being even worse, even more horrific. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers said one patron grabbed the attacker's own gun, which is reported to have been an AR-15 style weapon, and hit him with it during the shooting in Club Q on Saturday night. Another club goer reportedly helped to keep the gunman pinned to the ground until the police arrived.
You know, they do those things like when you're a kid And, you know, Officer Johnson would show up at your school and he'd talk to you about saying no to dope and
drugs.
And
dare to keep kids
sometimes
off drugs.
He had a parrot or something with him that was, you know, Deputy Cracker.
Deputy Saltine
or whatever. And they do some shtick. I would like these handful of gay club owners, club goers, I should say, to show up to Vivaldi, Texas.
Uvalde,
Texas, and talk to the guys who cowered in the hall for 9 hours and go,
yeah, no shit.
Hey, I'm a florist who likes to get my funk on a Saturday night, but we were able to take down this shooter with zero training, zero equipment,
no weaponry,
no badges, no nothing. You guys hid behind a vending machine in a fucking hallway for an hour and a half. So here's some tips.
Couldn't agree more.
That's a great call.
Absolutely. So the gunman killed 5 people, injured 25 before he was arrested. Now, for some other news, at least 5 people – oh, I'm sorry. They plan to seek murder charges against the alleged shooter, who's this 22-year-old with a rap sheet that includes an arrest last year for allegedly threatening his mother with a bomb.
Yes.
So when you talk about tells –
yeah.
Now, you said he was a rapper?
No, his rap sheet.
His rap sheet. Okay. So was the – yeah. I thought maybe the bomb was going to be like his hit single. That, like, you don't even know how good it's going to be.
I'd be the worst cop to show up when you threaten to blow up your mom because I didn't have a great relationship with my mom. Right. So I'm a little bit sympathetic, you know. So I'd just be at the front door going, you threatened to blow up your mom? Yeah. What'd she do? She's kind of likes to control the TV remote. All right, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Keep going.
What's her go-to show?
We're going to make a list of pros and cons.
She watches Murphy Brown until my eyes bleed.
Yeah, we won't come next time. Just blow
it
up.
You're good.
By the way, that's how kids have progressed, because I remember I used to threaten to run away.
Right.
Did you ever threaten to run away from home?
Of course.
And my mom, again, being penis and tits kid, she was just like, she's like, you know it's like a 20-minute walk uphill to get out of the cul-de-sac, and a fat kid's kryptonite is an incline. You ain't going anywhere.
No.
Also, I made spaghetti and meatballs for dinner. You think fucking you're really leaving tonight? but to threaten to blow up your mom, I mean, I was always just like, I'll find a new mom.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, never would have think.
That's the thing. That's that. I mean, that's the Heathers. The original Heathers movie was made to get, you know, like the premise is kids are killing themselves, and now it's I'm mad. I'm going to kill everybody else.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have to police their own kid. I don't know what we want the government to do, but this kid, you got to go in and search that guy's room
every 20 minutes. And I'm glad I looked up 2 sources and heard 1 radio story about it, and nobody said his name. And I think that's such a baby step in the right direction. We never do it, but I'm glad other people are also
that'll
on board.
That'll help.
Yeah, don't canonize these shitbags. Let's talk about the World Cup. Now, we're not going to talk about the games or the points because I don't know anything about it, and I know this guy doesn't give a fuck. So let's talk about everything else. With the World Cup off and running in Qatar, NPR has comprised a list of things that fans shouldn't do and their accompanying punishments if the laws are broken. Let's just go down the list.
Yeah, by the way, all the people who claim that, you know, soccer's the biggest sport in the world and everyone loves soccer, then how come we only get interested every 4 years or something?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Great
if you're into it, we'll try this experiment with something Adam's interested in. Have you not looked at any internet porn in the last 4 years?
What?
Or has it been 20 minutes?
Yeah. That's literally distracted right now when he asked me. I was at boobies.com.
That's my point. We're not into it.
The only exception was in the 80s when I was very, very young and we got to go to Comets indoor soccer games in Kansas City. And it was only because as a little girl, I remember when they come out, there are lasers and there is smoke. And that was awesome. Do not remember the games.
Indoor soccer was fun.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
I played outdoor soccer until 5th grade and then I scored on my own team and my friend's dad called me a fucking idiot. And I was like, this is a wrap for me on this sport.
Yeah, I've also scored on my own team in soccer.
Oh, it's demoralizing.
Yeah.
I saw in slow-mo my buddy Noah Hostetler diving towards the goal going, what are you doing? And his dad was like, you fucking idiot. I was like, dude, my...
So what you can't do in Qatar or Qatar?
For today, we're going to call it Qatar like Qatar. Okay, so let's just go down the list. Alcohol. In Qatar, regular fans won't have access to alcohol at matches. Only spectators in the stadium's high-end luxury suites will have access to booze. Outside the stadium, fans can only drink at special World Cup gathering spaces. Do not test this.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. In general, the public consumption of alcohol is illegal in Qatar and can bring up to 6 months in prison.
What a great spot for the World Cup. I feel like drinking is all you're doing.
I'm glad you said that. I read, and this should come as a surprise to no one, I don't know if this is true, but I saw that it was a bidding war between Qatar and Russia, and Qatar's bribe was better. So if we want to know like how these things are decided, that's just what I saw. So let's see. Anyone smuggling alcohol into the country can face up to 3 years in prison. Let's see. Speech that's deemed critical of the Qatari government could trigger an arrest. Those laws apply both to spoken word and social media. So you're having a great time and you're being treated very well. Meanwhile, when it comes to talking smack at the stands, as spectators do, you want to keep that to a dull roar. Arguing or insulting others in public could lead to an arrest.
That's all there is arguing and booze at soccer games. Like, why bother?
I don't know. I'm going to give you a few more. Dress codes in many public areas require both men and women to cover shoulders, chest, stomach, knees, and tights, and tight leggings be covered by long shirts and dresses. Being gay, and this is a quote, homosexuality is criminalized in Qatar, and LGBTQ people are reportedly subjected to conversion therapy and harassment by authorities and imprisonment.
But everyone who watches soccer is gay. So how are they going to weed them out?
Well, they can't arrest everybody.
Yeah.
Finally, sex, just in general. Visitors
can't have it on the field during the game.
Can also face harsh punishments for indecent acts and the act of sexual intercourse outside of marriage. Accusations ranging from a fine or 6 months imprisonment for anyone found to have committed immoral actions or gestures to up to 7 years in prison for someone having sex outside their marriage. If you're pregnant and you're going to the World Cup, you need to show a marriage certificate if you even want to go to a doctor's appointment for prenatal care.
What year is it over there?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because two more things about this whole vibe. Here's a couple other issues. In order to build all the stadiums and infrastructure for this, Qatar brought in hundreds of thousands of migrant workers. Human rights groups say there were thousands of unexplained deaths of these migrant workers during the nearly 12 years of preparations for the World Cup. Officials in Qatar say only 37 people died, and they only count three if we're just talking about in the workplace. So there's that. And then as far as everything else, I don't know if you saw this clip. But
who are your Mexicans?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Everyone takes great offense to that. Like if you talk to someone from Belgium, I go, who are your Mexicans? And they go, what? And I go, who are your Mexicans? And they go, what are you talking about? Like, what am I going to answer? I said, no, listen, I'm from California. Mexicans do all the work. When you drive through a nice, affluent neighborhood, mm-hmm. You will see the people mowing the lawns, the people slinging the stucco, the entire crew on the mega mansion that's being built. It's all Hispanic. You drive down the freeway and they're doing the barrier walls on the outside for the sound barrier. It's all Hispanic. These people work. So you're from Belgium, you know. Who are your Mexicans? And they go, oh, Hungarians. once they get it, they get it. They go, oh, all the people who come here
to work and
do all the shit we don't want to do are from Albania.
Everyone's got their own flavor.
Right.
By the way, Qatar for the World Cup, this feels like, was the Al-Qaeda headquarters like taken? Why did they pick this? It feels like there's so many things that are just like, weird laws in place and many restrictions.
It's not great. And I am I wrong? I'm looking for the answer. I'm not finding it this second. But we asked about Qatar at some point. Didn't someone say like Indonesia?
Oh, who are their
like who are the migrant workers?
Yeah. And also, shouldn't we be boycotting this?
Because think that we're doing it.
20 minutes ago, they tried to pass some voting laws in Georgia and Major League Baseball just picked up and left.
Yeah.
And all the big Delta and Coca-Cola and all the other blowhards who don't really care about voting laws were crowing about how this is blah, blah, blah. Nothing ever happened. Of course, all that Jim Crow 2.0 never happened. But Major League Baseball like picked up and left immediately, and everyone's talking about boycotting and stuff like that. Should the U.S. soccer team go to one of these places with these draconian laws and participate? And then why are we cheering them on?
Great question.
Because we're fucking hypocrites. Yeah. That's why.
Well, as far as what else is going on over there, we may never know, especially since the government there isn't super accommodating to journalists. I don't know if you saw this video, but just last week, a Danish TV crew was interrupted by Qatari officials who threatened to break their camera equipment. Oh, they're just like randomly on the street just doing a nothing. This is just a public place. Here's the part where it kind of goes into English. Here's the clip.
De her, hvis vi drejer kameraet, we are live on Danish television, og der kan I se, nu bliver vi stoppet med at filme, og det er forholdene her. Mister, you invited the whole world to the you invited the whole world to come here. Why can't we film? It's a public place. We can film with this permit. This is the upgrade pass, and this is the accreditation. Okay. We can film anywhere we want. Okay. There are only, of course...
Permit for the Qatar.
You have
because
rule.
The Qatar is...
No, 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 we don't need permit.
No,
but you can break the camera. You want to break the camera? Okay, you break the camera. Okay. So you're threatening us by smashing the camera.
He's filming in front of a yogurt place in the middle of a town.
And he had to buy the upgraded pass for that?
Jesus Christ.
We have new toppings coming out at this frozen yogurt place, and you will be revealing them on camera. And we just got Oreo cookie crumble, and we cannot...
Those Jimmies are the colors of the gay flag.
Rainbow Jimmies.
Stop filming.
Man.
Wait, the Qatar, they make all their money off of oil?
I think so.
Because here's the moral of the story, everybody. If you made your money off of, like, innovation, like, you know, your Silicon Valley, Germany, you make a nice sports car, Japan, they don't really have natural resources. It's all kind of
tech
shit they had to make versus just shit underneath you that
standing
you suck out
right.
of the ground and then sell to a bunch of other nations. You get a weird attitude. It's like the attitude... It's like somebody wins the lottery versus someone who started a small business and grew it. Sure. You know what I mean? Like somehow the person that got the money for free is super tacky and has a horrible fucking attitude and looks like there's a plate of shit under their nose all the time. And the person that started their own business and built it is like magnanimous and helpful and humble and whatever. It can't just be a coincidence that all the rich nations that got rich through doing nothing, literally just being on top of an oil reserve, are all the worst.
Mm.
Top exports, petroleum, gas, crude petroleum, refined petroleum, and hummus. I added hummus.
What?
Yeah, of course. Of course, they have the worst laws. They're the worst regimes. They have the biggest attitudes.
Well, and that's – I had a friend who was so excited to go to Doha in Qatar. I was like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to be anywhere near there because I'm the one – like, if I get pulled over, a cop can convince me I stole my own car. So I don't want to go to prison for something I didn't realize I was doing in a country that I probably didn't want me there.
Right.
No, right.
You know, I went to Qatar for a week long of shows.
You did. I brought the Dr. Phil show.
Circa 2006, it was Robin's idea. She goes, "You need to get the fuck out of the house, bitch." And I said, "All right, well, we'll take the show, the program to Qatar and do." And there are a bunch of weird laws. I wrote a few down just that I experienced for myself. You can't mention the movie Air Bud because they take it personally that their animals aren't as athletically gifted. You can't push your friend at a urinal. You know, sometimes when your buddy's peeing and you push him into the wall so he kind of gets piss on
especially
himself.
Especially if he's wearing khakis, like a light color khaki.
Oh, you go to jail and get beheaded if it's khaki.
Out in the restaurant with all the splatter.
Sure.
All right.
You can't masturbate to Mary Kate Olsen. Ashley's fine. You can't. You can't film in front of the Froyo spot.
Oh,
found that out the hard way.
Yeah, right. Poor Danes.
You can't tie up an alligator to a fire hydrant, which, you know, hey,
Okay. Is any of this on your list?
No, I didn't. But I didn't have the detailed ones like that.
You can't.
General.
You can't. You can't. You can't do that thing where you put your finger through your zipper and pretend it's a wiener.
Right.
Oh, right.
In church.
That's indecent. Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
finger dick trick, I like to call mm-hmm. it, where you go, mm-hmm. "Hey, look at my finger penis," and then you know, laughter ensues. So
I kind of agree with him
but
on that one.
Can you do the one where you kind of have some of your scrotum out and you tell everyone you sat in gum?
Oh, yeah, the gum scrotum trick is, they actually invented that,
they
which is
did.
What the first episode was about, was how the Qatarian people invented donor kebabs and the scrotum nutsack gum trick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but my favorite part about being out there was the hospitality. They were all very nice. They were fired up for the World Cup, but then they said, be careful. And yeah. I said, okay, well, who touched you? We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, they put together those shanty town camps. They bring in all these super right. impoverished right. people,
yeah.
and then they make them do all their slave labor.
Right.
It's awesome. Okay. All right, but go Team USA, right?
Right? Yeah, we're number one.
At the end of all that.
All right, let's bring it home,
You
Gina.
Got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
We really cherry pick our causes in this country. Indeed. We really have things that upset us greatly and then things we just don't give a shit about. Usually when it has to do with money, we tend to look the other way. All right. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all live shows. Rialto Theater coming up December 15th at Tucson and then Tempe Improv 16th and 17th. We're going to be doing some live shows there. As well, and let's not forget about me and John Popper doing our Work in Blue tour.
Whoa.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's
you
awesome.
Can reserve your spot. It's kind of a land cruise. That'll be January 20th, and that'll be in Dallas. All right, just go to adamcarolla.com for all that. Adam Ray, Lexington, Kentucky, Comedy Off-Broadway, Great Club, December 1st through the 3rd, Los Angeles Dynasty Theater, December 6th and 7th, Adam Ray Comedy. .com is where you go. Adam, always funny.
Love you guys. Check out Tony Caruso on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. All the tour dates, adamraycomedy.com. Welcome to Chippendales on Hulu.
And until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Adam Ray and Gina Grad. Say it. Mahalo.
Make sure you get your copy of Adam's new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. It's available everywhere. Finer books are sold. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see the A's Man. Get them now at adamcarolla.com.
You own, you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.